And for you guys, that's a good thing because that means we were able to stock our candy with Halloween candy. There's lots of stuff over there. Good, and you can have a piece. As they're getting their snacks, if you would turn to your pew Bible to John chapter 11, verses whatever is in your bulletin, 32 to 44. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that you've shown us and all the times that you've been with us throughout our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you have helped us put one foot in front of the other when it's difficult for us to do so. We may not completely understand everything in our lives, but we can indeed trust in you for all things. We pray for your love and your guidance as we read your word. May your light shine today that our eyes and hearts are open to see what you have for us and all that is not from us, all that is not from you. May it be forgotten. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 11, verse 32 to 44. Hear now God's word. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" And Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there's a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed. Today's scripture has many remarkable points to it, but two remarkable points I'd like to point out. The one is the most obvious. One of the reasons that we celebrate All Saints Day within the life of the church is to be reminded that those who have gone before us are also those that through Jesus Christ we will meet again. That because of Jesus Christ, we have hope of life everlasting. Because of Jesus Christ, we believe in a man who has dominion over death. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, "Where, O death, is thy victory? Where, O death, is thy sting?" We believe with all of our hearts, and sometimes we have to be reminded a few times in our lives, that God is much bigger than death. That because of God in our lives, because of his Son Jesus, we have the promise of life everlasting. To be in a place where we are on the right hand of God. With God for all eternity. It's a great promise. It's a great truth. Because we know that through Christ there's nothing in this world that can defeat him. And we, through Christ, claim that victory. And that's pretty big. I mean, life after death is huge. And sometimes we may take it for granted. We think, yeah, you know, life after death is great, and we have that through Jesus Christ. It's wonderful. But there's something in here also that I think is also quite amazing. You see, and it's amazing because of the place where I as a father come from, which sometimes isn't a great place. You know, I can always be a better father. And when I see my kids, I love them all very much. But sometimes I have too big of expectations for them. You know, a toy breaks and they start crying, and I think, why are you crying? It's just a toy. You know, or I think I see that when I punish them or I tell them to get off their video games and they start yelling at me and screaming at me and they say, I still have time left, or why are you doing this? I want to play video games. I think, why are you yelling at me? This is a stupid thing to be yelling at me over. We've all been there. We've all gotten frustrated at people who we think get frustrated over things that aren't worth getting frustrated over. We've all been there when we think that there's people around us who should be stronger than what they are. And we expect too much out of them, so we look at them as less than us. But the neat thing about here is there's a scripture in here. And it's the shortest scripture in the Bible. In fact, when I was in seminary, we were told that we had to memorize 10 scriptures in the Bible. I was sure to memorize this scripture. Jesus wept. In fact, it's the only one that I still have memorized. But Jesus wept is by far, or maybe not by far, but it is one of the greatest stories in the Bible summed up. For Christ knew God. Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus understood more than anyone else on earth that there is life after death. Jesus understood more than anyone else on earth the kind of love of which God loved his children, his creation. Jesus knew more than anyone else that death was but just a tiny blip in all of eternity. Jesus knew better than anyone else that what Lazarus was experiencing was just one moment in all of Lazarus' life in the Lord. However, when Jesus saw how death affected those around Lazarus, when Jesus saw Lazarus' family and friends mourning and weeping, when Jesus saw that the people around him was distraught over this loss, Jesus didn't berate them. Jesus didn't chastise them. Jesus didn't look down upon them. Jesus didn't say, this is an idiotic thing to cry over. Jesus wept. And Jesus mourned with them. This, I think, is one of the most comforting scriptures in the Bible. Because it tells us one thing, that Christ loves us so much. When we experience joy, Christ rejoices with us. That Jesus loves us so much that when we experience loss, Christ mourns with us. And so today, as we recognize All Saints' Day, and we have within our minds made fresh the losses of the loved ones in our lives, Christ mourns with us, weeps with us. And then when we realize through our own death that through Jesus Christ we go on to glory with our loved ones, Christ will rejoice with us. We praise God for a Son who journeys with us every step of the way, who gives us strength to face the things that seem unfaceable, and holds our hand as we walk this path that we're on. One of the ways that Jesus holds our hand as we walk our path is through Holy Communion. For what communion shows us is that not only Christ is with us now, but Christ's love was at its full strength from the very beginning. It never wavered, it never waned. As Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples, he told them that one of you will betray me. As he told them that, each of the disciples said to them, Lord, is it I? For they recognized that each of them had their own weaknesses, that each of them was capable of betraying a man that they loved. Jesus, knowing that each of them would indeed betray him, took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat and do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, Jesus took the cup and he blessed it. And he said, "This is my blood shed for you and for the sins of many. Take and drink and do this in remembrance of me." Meaning that Jesus gave his entire life, his body and his blood to the disciples and to the rest of us even before we got it. We didn't have to reach perfection in order for Christ to love us. Jesus loved us in the midst of our weakness. And so as Jesus has given to us his body and his blood, communion is also a time that we give to Christ our life, that Jesus may use it as he sees fit. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this moment in the life of the church, this moment to give our lives over to you and be reminded how you have given your life to us. We praise you and thank you and ask for a blessing upon the bread and juice, that for us it truly is your body and your blood. Use us as you see fit, today and always. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May I have the ushers, please. As the ushers